Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a concrete echo drum and bass sampler rack in Ableton Live 12 with that gritty, punchy, old-school jungle feel. We're going to make something that sounds loose, human, and nasty in the best way. Not sterile, not over-quantized. More like a real break record being pushed through a concrete tunnel. This is beginner-friendly, but don't let that fool you. If you follow the steps carefully, you can get a seriously pro result. We're going to work with simpler drum rack, a bit of sampler style control, and groove pool tricks to give the drums that classic jungle bounce. By the end, you should have a solid kick, snapping snare, skippy hats, break texture, and a low-end foundation that all feels like one musical machine. First, let's set the tempo for jungle and old-school DNB. Start around 170 BPM. That's a great sweet spot. Fast enough to move, but not so fast that the groove disappears. Set your project to loop 8 bars too. That way, you can hear changes quickly without waiting forever. Now create your tracks. You want a drum rack track for your one-shots and slices, an audio track for a breakbeat loop, a bass track for later, and if you want, an effects track for atmospheres or echoes. Next, you need source material. You want at least one classic breakbeat loop. Amen style, think style, anything with that dusty, lively character works. If you only have clean one-shots, that's fine too. You can still build the vibe from scratch. When you're picking samples, listen for a snare with body, hats with shuffle, ghost notes, and a little room noise. That uneven timing is important. Jungle loves a little imperfection. Now let's get the break into Ableton. Drag your break audio clip into the session, then right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the slicing settings, pick the built-in beat preset, use transient mode, and slice per transient. Ableton will create a drum rack with the break chopped across the pads. If you want more control, you can also put the break inside simpler in slice mode. That's a really useful approach, because you can trigger individual hits while keeping the original character of the break. For now, keep warp off unless you really need it, and use short decay so the slices stay tight. Now we build the core kit. Start with the kick. Load a short kick sample into a drum rack pad. Use simpler in one shot or classic mode. Keep the decay short, and if there's a click at the start, move the start point in a tiny bit. You want punch, not a sloppy attack. For kick processing, put on EQ 8 first. If needed, cut anything below about 20 to 30 Hz. If the kick needs more weight, give it a gentle boost around 50 to 70 Hz. Then add saturator, drive it just a little, maybe 2 to 5 dB, and turn soft clip on. After that, drum bus can help add some smack, but keep it subtle. If you use too much, the kick can get overblown fast. Now the snare. This is the anchor. In DNB, the snare has to speak clearly. Layer 2 or 3 snare sounds if you can. One for body, one for crack, one for room or noise. Think of it in roles. The body gives weight, the crack gives presence, and the room gives life. If the snare feels weak, transpose one layer up or down a few semitones and simpler. That tiny change can make a huge difference. For snare processing, use EQ8 to cut mud around 250 to 400 Hz if needed, and add presence around 2 to 4K Hz. Then add a little saturator, just enough to give it attitude. A glue compressor can help hold the layers together, but keep the gain reduction light. You want the snare to snap like concrete hitting metal. Sharp, present, and slightly rude. Next is the closed hat, or anything acting like a hat. Use a short sample or a break slice. High pass it if it feels muddy, and keep the decay short. If you map velocity to filter or volume, you'll get a lot more movement from a very simple pattern. That's a big beginner win right there. Then add your break slice ghost notes. This is where the jungle personality starts to show. Use a few small slices from the break, a ghost snare, a shuffled hat hit, a rim, a percussion tick, maybe even a noisy room tail. These are not the main hits. They're the spice. Keep them lower in volume than the kick and snare. Their job is motion, not dominance. Now let's program a classic DNB pattern. Keep it simple at first. Kick on beat 1. Snare on beats 2 and 4. Add offbeat hats. Then place ghost slices between the main hits. You want the beat to feel like it's moving forward without falling apart. A nice starter idea is a kick on the downbeat, snare on the backbeat, a ghost break slice right before the snare, hats on the offbeats, and maybe a second kick light lead at the end of the bar. Then duplicate that and change it every couple of bars so it doesn't feel looped from a template. Here comes the fun part, groove pool. This is one of the biggest tricks in the whole lesson. Find a break that has good swing. Drag the audio clip into groove pool, and Ableton will extract timing and velocity information from it. Then apply that groove to your MIDI drum clip or to sliced break clips. For a beginner-friendly start, keep it subtle. Try timing around 25%, random at 0, and velocity around 15%. Listen carefully. If the groove feels too stiff, increase timing a little. If it feels too sloppy, reduce random or velocity. The goal is that slight push-pull feeling that makes jungle breathe. A really important trick is to groove your break slices differently from your main hits. Keep the kick and snare fairly stable. Let the hats, ghost notes, and break slices swing more. That keeps the downbeat strong while the top end shuffles around it. If everything swings equally, the beat can get muddy. But if the core stays tight and the details sway, the groove stays heavy and danceable. Now let's make the rack easier to play. Group your drum rack and map some controls to macros. Good macro ideas are kick tone, snare crack, hat brightness, break texture, drive, width, and room. Kick tone can control EQ low shelf, snare crack can open the presence area, break texture can drive saturator or redux, drive can control drum bus, and width can live in utility. This makes the rack much more flexible, and it also makes arrangement easier later, because you can automate the feel instead of rewriting the whole pattern. Now we add the Concrete Echo character with processing. On the drum bus, a good chain is EQ8, drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, and utility. EQ8 helps clean up the low end and shape the top. Drum bus can add punch and a little grit. Saturator gives density and edge. Glue compressor should be light, just enough to hold things together. And utility is for mono checking, width control, and gain staging. A few quick guidelines. Keep the kick and sub-elements mostly mono. Cut boxing is around 300 to 500 HC if the drums feel cardboardy. Add snap around 2 to 5 KHC if the snare needs it. If the highs get harsh, tame them. You want hard and gritty, not fizzy and painful. If you want extra old-school grime, use resampling or redux. One great trick is to route your drums to a new audio track, record 4 or 8 bars, then chop that audio and retrigger it. Once the sound is printed, it often feels more glued and musical. You can also use redux very lightly for a dusty, crushed texture. Keep it subtle. A little goes a long way. Even though this lesson is about drums, let's briefly add a simple bass foundation. Use operator, wave eatable, or simpler and make a clean sine style sub. Keep it mono, keep it simple, and don't let it fight the drums. If needed, sidechain it a little from the kick so the low end stays clear. Now think about arrangement. For bars 1 and 2, keep it minimal. Maybe just filtered drum texture, a few break slices, and a little ambience. Then in bars 3 and 4, bring in the full kick and snare with hats and ghost notes. In bars 5 and 6, open it up with the full drop, more break slices, maybe an extra snare layer or ride. Then for bars 7 and 8, do a fill or a variation. Remove one kick, add a snare roll, automate the filter, or throw in a quick break answer phrase. Old school D&B works best when it evolves every 2 bars. If the loop stays exactly the same forever, it loses the magic. Let's talk about a few common mistakes. One is over-grooving everything. If every note swings hard, the beat gets muddy. Keep the kick and snare tighter, and let the hats and ghost notes move more. Another mistake is heavy compression. Too much compression flattens the energy and kills the dance. Use gentle compression only. A big one for beginners is weak snare placement. In D&B, the snare is the anchor, so make it strong, layered, and present. Also, don't use only super clean samples. A little grit makes a huge difference. And always keep the low end centered. Wide bass can sound cool in headphones, but it falls apart on systems. Mono low end is your friend. Here's a very useful coach tip. Think in rolls, not sounds. Each layer should do one job only. One layer for impact, one for body, one for texture, one for motion. If a sound is trying to do two jobs, it usually gets messy. Also, don't quantize everything too hard. Some of the charm in jungle comes from tiny timing imperfections. If your pattern sounds too perfect, back off the grid's strength or manually nudge a few hits. And remember, velocity matters just as much as timing. A quieter hat or ghost slice can feel late even when it's perfectly on grid. A nice advanced variation is alternating snare layers every 2 bars. For example, use the full snare stack for bars 1 and 2, remove the room layer in bars 3 and 4, boost the crack layer a bit in bars 5 and 6, and throw in a tiny delay or reverb on the last hit for bars 7 and 8. That creates motion, without needing a whole new pattern. You can also use call and response phrasing. Let the kick say something simple, let the ghost break answer, and let the snare land like the end of a sentence. that's a great way to avoid repetitive one-bar loops. Another good trick is making busy and open versions of the loop. One version can have more ghost notes and more break detail. The other can have more space. Then alternate them in the arrangement. That gives you energy changes without writing a second track from scratch. If you want darker DNB energy, use negative space. Leave holes. Remove a hat for a beat before the drop. Let the snare breathe. Automate distortion only on fills. Add a tiny short reverb to the snare, so it feels like it's hitting inside a concrete space. Keep it short, dark, and controlled. Here's a solid practice exercise. Set the tempo to 170 BPM. Load one break into Sampler, slice it to drum rack, add one kick and one snare layer, then program a simple 2-bar loop with kick on the downbeat. Snare 1, 2 and 4, a few ghost slices between the snares, and hats on the offbeats. Drag the break into groove pool and apply the groove mainly to hats and ghost slices. Add EQ 8, saturator, and drum bus. Then resample 4 bars and listen back.